Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM, 8 to 11 p.m. every single Monday through Friday. So do try to spend at least 3 hours a night with us.
Well, you know, all we ask is for 3 hours a night.
Yeah.
All right.
Kayla Lewis, who is 5 months pregnant and a senior at East High, requested that the board establish maternity leave for students, 4 weeks time off if you get yourself pregnant and have a child.
I've written it online. Maybe you heard Chuck talking about this earlier.
Hey, Don Imus, everybody.
Well, it was my girl Kayla Lewis.
Man. Yeah, it was Kayla Lewis.
Yeah.
Imus in the morning, 66 WNBC.
And my girl Kayla, she went, I guess she got pregnant.
Yeah.
And she's you might think she's 30 years old. Well, she's not. She's a senior in high school, for God's sake.
Yeah, 18-year-old.
Yeah, my girl Kayla wants a little maternity leave, baby. Yeah.
I very quickly, I saw the I-Man, because, you know, I'm the one who watches him in the middle of the night on that new
right.
channel he's on.
Right.
Did you happen to see him talking about drooling in the hat shop? He went to buy one of a cowboy hat.
No, I stopped watching that.
Oh, you got to kind of pick up on it sometimes, because it gets kind of funny sometimes. He was buying a new cowboy hat because, you know, he's got like 100 of them. He sits there looking like Roy Rogers. And he got back in his car and he checked the rearview mirror as he was backing up.
I noticed that I had down from the corner of my mouth, just this white drool, all the way down my chin.
All right, Tabitha in Redondo Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi there. I'm not so much furious with you, I just don't quite understand your morals on things. And
all
actually,
right.
I am pregnant, so it was kind of funny to hear that.
Are you in high school?
No, I'm not. I am 26-year-old mother.
All right.
But I actually did have my first daughter when I was 18 years old, and I became pregnant with her at 17, and I was in high school, and unfortunately, I dropped out.
Right.
Which, if they did do that back in my high school, which I'm from Washington State, so probably never going to see that, but it would have been a nice gesture type thing.
To give you 4 weeks off?
Exactly. I'm not condoning teen pregnancies, because it's one of the hardest things women would ever have to do, and it's not that one of the smartest things, but
it's one of the dumbest things.
Well, I don't regret my daughter in any way, which
I know,
shape
I know,
or form.
I know. But please let me ask you a couple questions. Before you got pregnant, when you were in high school,
mm-hmm.
did you really care about high school and education?
Truthfully, no. And yeah. Now that I look back, I completely wish I did things different. So,
right.
But I think that you did bring up a very interesting point. When you suggested that if a girl in high school becomes pregnant and has a child, and we all understand it's not the most convenient of circumstances, mm-hmm. that if she doesn't have the necessary time to bond with her new baby and to recover from childbirth, the result might be her dropping out of high school.
Absolutely.
And that should be looked at.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you probably would have dropped out anyway.
You know what? I don't know. I can't say. It's been, quote-unquote, so many years ago. But
yeah, but you were really hitting those books, man. You were into partying and hanging out with your friends.
Not partying, not so much. Just more of the social scene, who's going out with Ian?
Right, who's going out with who?
Right.
Now, are you pretty hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't need an education anyway.
Thank you.
That's true.
More girls need to stay in school rather than dropping out like I did and having babies and now going back to school
right.
at my age. If they had that, I think a lot more girls would actually stay in school, because they're going to... Personally, I wouldn't have went back to school after I had my baby. You do feel like crap. You look like crap. And if you're smart, you go and tell your friends, don't do it.
Right.
Don't, you know, that's what my thing was. And I talk to girls now these days that say, don't do it. Stay in school. Go
exactly
on
exactly right. You're a perfect, you know? you're a living example of why kids should not do this. And as Fernando Valenzuela used to say, stay in school.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, baby. All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with your second baby.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes.
Yeah, Fernando said that for a long time, right?
Yeah, I like that Fernando Valenzuela.
He was saying that about the same time Nancy Reagan was saying, just say no, right?
Yeah, the two of them would go on circuit.
Yes, yeah, so you had two great messages coming from...
Just say no and just stay in school.
Right, I said it, man.
Who would have ever listened to Fernando Valenzuela? Hey, listen, I was about to leave school and do nothing but smoke weed, but Nancy Reagan and Fernando Valenzuela turned my life around.
By the way, nothing against either of them because they're wonderful, wonderful people.
But that message is not for people who are leaving school. People who are leaving school don't care what Fernando Valenzuela thinks about him.
Well, what if he had Dodger tickets and it was stay in school and I give you tickets to the game on Saturday? Was that part of the campaign or there were no tickets?
No, there's no tickets. Just stay in school.
How was the read? He was pretty good with the read?
Nah, it was real light. I don't think he was an English major. As a matter of fact, I think he was in Mexico until he was in his like 30s or so. Nobody knows how old Fernando Valenzuela was, but some claim that his last year with the Dodgers or last year in the majors, he was like close to 50.
Really?
Yeah. But, man, that guy could pitch.
I said it,
Susan
man.
In Burbank, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you think about giving pregnant teens maternity leave in high school?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I totally agree with it.
You do? We should give them like 8 weeks, 9 weeks? How long do you think?
I think 2 months. Because
2 months.
Someone needs to watch the babies.
Right. But then why go back to school at all?
To finish your education.
Yeah, but they're not interested in education. If you get pregnant in school, you're not interested in education.
You don't know that, Tim.
That's 99% of the time that's true.
Well, I'm a teacher. I teach high school, and I do encounter pregnant girls. And
are they a distraction to the class?
A lot of them get looks from others, but by the time they are ready to drop or their water's going to break, they usually do leave. And
all the dudes in the class trying to hump them.
Right. Should they also give the guy who got her pregnant 8 weeks off?
No.
So it should be different rules then, right?
He's angry now.
Yes, it should. And I'll tell you why. Because the women and girls are ultimately the ones.
So it doesn't matter if the father bonds with that child or not. You're a single woman, baby.
Biologically.
Sweetheart, you are a single, angry woman who has to work because somebody has left you.
Actually, no, I'm not. I have 4 children of my own.
And you got a husband still?
Yes, I do.
And he's at home?
Excuse me?
He's at home?
Does he stay home?
Yeah, what does he do for a living?
He's a pilot.
And you're a teacher?
Yes, I am.
And how soon after you had your kids did you go back to work?
I actually stayed home with the first 3 for 2 years.
Fine.
And with the last one, 1 year. Because biologically, we're not talking about what should and shouldn't be. Biologically, women, if we didn't have the bottles and formula, we would have to stay home with the baby at least 6 months.
Right, do you find that your husband is volunteering for long European layovers? And the real transcontinental flights?
Well,
the Thailand runs is 17.
Yeah, 17 days in Thailand.
It was very hard being around 4 kids, and it costs a lot of money.
I know it does, but
girls,
Susan, listen. When do you think it's equally as important for a male, the father, to bond with a child as the female?
It is equally as important.
So give the father 8 weeks off too.
No, for the father's bond, it's a choice.
Not no.
They could choose to bond even I see the teenage fathers.
No, sweetheart.
And a lot of them do not choose to bond with their babies.
It is very important for a child to bond with both the mother and the father.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So the baby needs its mother.
Biologically, they need the father, too.
Well, but, okay.
For different reasons.
Yeah, so they don't grow up to be lunatics.
I agree. But the mother biologically needs to be there for the
And
baby.
So does the father.
All right, let me try. Both of you, please. Let me try to be a voice of reason here for a second. First off, to the woman on the phone, no one's asking for 8 weeks maternity leave at East High School in Denver for pregnant female students.
Yes.
They're only asking for 4 weeks. So it's it's not 8 weeks, it's 4 weeks. And Tim, I think she makes a point that even you would have to, concede that biologically the newborn baby's need for the female is greater in the first month.
How much greater?
Well, I'm not
100%.
Oh, so it doesn't 100%. Matter if the father's there or not.
Well, that's not what I said.
It does matter.
Well, then it's not 100%. What do you teach in school, Susan? You teach math?
I'm a history teacher.
Have you ever taken math?
Yeah.
Then 100%, it would be 0 to 100.
Yes.
Okay. like I said, before there was formulas.
Susan, how important is it to for the father to be with that child? Is it 50% of the mother? Is it 25%?
It's 100% both of them. But time-wise...
All right. Good night, sweetheart.
You badgered her.
Yeah, I can't stand her. I mean, I hope she keeps listening, but I can't stand her train of thought. It bothers me.
No, right? I got that.
It bothers me that, you know, in the whole, like, women's movement, when it comes to now... You know, is important for men to bond with their babies, and these women are like, nah, doesn't really matter.
Oh, but Tim, I mean,
doesn't matter.
You know, I think it's a little silly. I think it's a little silly to pretend that in the first 4 weeks, I mean, the biological needs of the baby, if there's breastfeeding going on, I mean, whatever's happening, there's a greater attachment or biological bond that is necessary to forge with mother and baby.
I tell you why that's wrong. Because the father gives the mother some relief from that. And the mother has a much better attitude when she has some relief from that. If the mother is there 24 hours a day for the first 8 weeks, she goes nuts, especially with postpartum depression. So it is important for the father to be there. It just is. Listen, I went through it. All right, Richard and Chino, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, I know you would agree with me that Brian was actually given a $400,000 check to leave a political station because even the liberals having an abortion, listening to this guy in the background, where he had their mouth open.
I know. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. All right, we got to take a break here. We'll come back and talk to you more about this. Pregnant women in high school, should they get 4 weeks leave?
Oh boy.
520-9710, 888-520-9710.
And by the way, I want to state for the record, I was not given a check to leave the station.
You, if you were to give him $400,000 to leave the station, if I were you, I'd go. And if I were me, I would go. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I was
all right, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
It's poison. Unskinny Bop is what was blazing at Birmingham when you were impregnating all those students.
Yeah, Unskinny Bop. All right, these lunatics who get pregnant in high school want 4 weeks maternity leave when they have the baby. I think it encourages teen pregnancy. I think it rewards that kind of crazy behavior, and I think it... Shouldn't happen.
Well, here's what one of the counselors at the school, and her name is Nicole Hebb. She says, quote, "My initial reaction is if we're punishing girls like that, that is unacceptable."
And my girl, Kayla Lewis, I was in the morning program. Well, baby.
She's the senior at East High School who's 5 months pregnant, who's asking the board at a public hearing to consider 4 weeks maternity leave.
Yeah, they should get 2 days. Lori in Riverside, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. You know what? I was calling because I was a teen pregnancy, and my school, they didn't make me leave, but I chose to leave. They gave me the option to go to a teen mother school.
Right.
And I went to that, and you know what? I ended up graduating a year early because you were able to do all of your, you know, your work at home and stuff. And then in the meantime, they taught you all the skills that you needed to take care of a newborn,
Brian.
Which if I was in regular high school, I never would have known anything. I mean, I would have been just stuck
right.
on stupid.
Well, that's not a bad idea to, you know, take you out and put you in a school where they teach you how to raise a child. But how did you do in school before you got pregnant?
Oh, I was really good. Yeah.
Would you?
I was a cheerleader. I mean, I was like your perfect student. I mean,
can we ask you like a couple of questions? You could try to riddle us some answers.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. How many senators are there in the United States?
Senators?
Mm-hmm.
50.
All right. One for every state. Who's the current Secretary of State?
I don't know.
How about the Vice President?
Oh, the Vice President? That's the guy with Bush.
What's it? We'd need a more specific response than that.
Well, all I'm saying is that, you know what? No, I did graduate and everything, and I went on. I went to nursing school.
You should still be there.
Yeah, Batman.
How old are you?
38.
38. You should be at Birmingham High as a junior right now. Let me ask you one more question. How many Supreme Court justices are there?
I don't know. I didn't major in history. I majored in accounting.
Oh, for three. Baby, baby, baby.
Well, you can ask me anything about nursing, I'll know it.
How many days in a calendar year?
How many days?
Mm-hmm.
In a year.
In a year?
Yeah, you put all the months together, pick out the days, and how many other.
And you add them together, of course.
I don't know. Do you know?
Yes, actually, we do, madam.
I got an idea.
Okay, so this is the guy that's...
Honey, you don't know anything.
No, sweetheart, you should be a Portola Junior High.
You don't know anything. honest to goodness, I don't want to be mean, but you might be the most uninformed caller we've ever spoken with.
Oh, you think so?
Pretty close. Pretty close.
I mean, again, it's not said to be mean. It's just a reflection upon the brief conversation we've had here tonight.
What year was John F. Kennedy killed?
1988?
No. No, it was 1969.
Ooh. Wow, right, because he served two terms.
Yeah, he went to the moon.
Well, that's the year I was born, so I didn't know.
Oh, 69, you were born, okay. All right, baby. We're going to press
on. Can I ask a current events question?
Sure.
What happened today in the world of politics? There was some voting that went on today. What in what state did it happen?
Oh, New Hampshire.
Yes.
Wow.
You are so friggin' nuts, you don't even know. You're one of the stupidest callers we've ever had.
All right. Thanks for calling, Lori.
You are dumb beyond any comparison, without warrant, and barren of any ideas. Get off.
Well, she gave the old college try, I mean.
I graduated a year early. Holy Christ. How many days in a year?
And by the way,
all of them?
She graduated a year early. Can you imagine what a conversation might have been, might sound like with somebody who graduated a year late?
Yeah, a guy was held back. This is another reason why you should get pregnant.
You know, I'm coming around to your side. You may have flipped me. That last call and your persuasive arguments collectively may have flipped me on this issue.
You know, she sounded like a nice woman, but she was the most ill-informed call we've ever had at the station.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was a possibility.
And by the way, there are some morons who call the station, but she is the queen.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a distinction. I mean, it's like, you know. Mm. Mm.
Rebecca in Burbank, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, my brother?
Hey.
Hey, baby, look at you, man. Rebecca, man.
Look at you. I've been saying this all week. What's up, my brother?
Yeah, man. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah. I actually am. Hold on.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry about that.
There you go.
She's off to a rough start.
So you've been saying, what's up, my brothers?
There you go. All week long. I can't get enough.
It's pretty hip.
What?
I said it's pretty hip.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that compliment.
Like a trendsetter.
Do you also say, I said it?
No, I say, you said it, man.
All right. So you pregnant?
Oh, God, no. Right. Thank God. But I'm from Wyoming.
Right.
Teen pregnancy is a big problem. One of my friends, of all of my five friends, six including me, all of them have kids. Some of them have two.
Who's your best friend including you?
Your BFF.
Well, the only one I really talk to that's back home in Wyoming is my good friend, Tanya. I don't mind saying her name on the air.
Oh, by the way, that's my ex-girlfriend's name, and she grew up in Wyoming.
Is that right? Mm. Where at?
How old is she?
She is 23. Her daughter is three.
My ex-girlfriend's a little bit older than that, but...
All right, so how many of them were pregnant in high school?
Well, all five of my really good close friends. But, well, actually...
All five of your close friends got pregnant in high school?
Actually, two of them got pregnant at 18, just out of high school. But one of them was pregnant at 15.
Oh, what was she waiting for?
God only knows. But she didn't finish high school.
Did you finish high school?
Of course.
How'd you do?
I'm the only one of the six that never had a kid yet.
How'd you do?
Well, I'm doing great.
How'd you do in high school?
Oh, at the end, I did much better. I started with like a 1.8 because I didn't do so well, and then I brought it right back up to a 3.75 my senior year.
Yeah, man.
1.8 is really far behind in that backstretch.
Oh,
man.
I got expelled, actually.
You got to really go to the whip in that in the stretch.
I brought it back. I brought it back. But I'm proud to say I'm the only one of all of my friends that hasn't had a kid yet.
Cracking those.
Could
books,
we
man.
Could we rattle some questions off to you, baby?
Sure, boss. The question.
All right. Who are the two senators for the state of California?
Honestly, I don't know. Well, there you go.
How many are there in the United States?
I at least know that.
Can't use the F word.
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. Who's the governor of the state of California?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And who was governor before him?
What's his name? Oh, no, that's the mayor, Villaraigosa.
Who is the vice president of the United States?
Come on, dude. He's from my city. Dick Cheney.
Yes. Wow. Who's the secretary?
He went to my high school.
Who's the secretary of state?
Come on, Rumsfeld. No.
Rumsfeld would have to be counted as an incorrect response.
I'm close.
What is George Bush's wife's name?
Laura.
Yes.
That's right.
I
think she's been a great first lady.
All right, you're pretty bright, Rebecca. We'll give you a break here.
Not too bad. I mean, I was doing a kind of a loose tally there. It was about 3 for 5.
I think the last one here, how many Supreme Court justices are there?
9.
There you go.
Yeah. What's up now?
Good for you, baby.
Thank you.
What's up, my brothers?
Too, yeah.
Yeah. All right. What are you calling again to tell us that you're all those chicks turned out to be okay?
Not all of them. Tanya, the one I talked to. The rest of them are doing all right. One has, what do you call it when you get a hysterectomy? No, not a hysterectomy. Just the tubes tied.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
now, what about the one who was pregnant at 15? How's she doing?
Not so good, actually.
Really?
It's actually a pretty sad story. I believe she got her kids taken away.
Oh, boy.
And on and on. Well, she's a big drinker and on and on.
Oh, boy.
Long story, sad story. But I mean,
right,
by the time she turned 20,
well, it might not be sad for the children, dear. you say it's a sad story, but for the children, it might be a happy ending.
Maybe.
Right.
All right. Thanks for calling, darling. Here. All right. There she goes. All right.
She's kind of peppy.
Let's see here. Russo in Beverly Hills. You're on 97.1.
Well, I don't know. You're having so much fun. Can we back off and have a kind of a serious social take a look at this thing?
Real quickly.
I was hoping for that.
No, really, because I'm about, I'm older than both of your ages together.
How old
and
are you?
I got a point of view here.
How old are you?
72.
Okay.
But I'm a young 72. And I'm
arthritis, pain in my ankles.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
right,
I think
right.
Your roommate is on the line, too, sir.
Who, my roommate?
You just roll it on, rub it around.
I know.
Just release that arthritis, pain.
Can you tell your roommate to hang up the extension?
Arthritis, the greatest thing since the wheel.
Hey, by the way, if you want to hear real quickly for the next minute what a KBC call sounds like, here is Russo from Beverly Hills with Al Rantel. Take it away, gang.
All right, let's go to Russo on KABC. You're on with Al. Hello, Russo.
Okay, now we can have an intelligent conversation.
Well, look, I can do that. I mean, can you do that?
We're talking about pregnant girls.
I know I can.
Okay, we're talking about pregnant girls and whether or not we should acquiesce to their requests. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, it all depends on whether or not we want to reward and encourage those pregnancies to have happened.
That's exactly right. No. And, if you dangle a carrot long enough in front of somebody's face, well, guess what? They're going to start wanting carrots.
Now, you guys never mentioned whether or not these pregnancies are legal, official, are these false?
Well, what do you mean, illegal or official? No,
they're not
I mean,
false.
Look, they're pregnancies are pregnancies.
No,
I mean,
no,
you,
no,
know,
that's
you,
not so.
You know, you could call it a duck, but it's still a pregnancy.
No, no, not so. Do they have fathers or do they not have fathers?
What do you mean they have fathers? No, the baby is immaculate conception, sir.
Do they have legal fathers?
No, they're all virgins.
Women.
They're all like the Virgin Mother.
Hey, you want to have a fight? I'll meet you on a corner. You want to
talk
like
look,
a sensible...
you know.
You can't
unbelievable.
Swear like that, dude. Please.
Oh, boy.
Russo. Russo used the F word, man.
He did. He turned on Al.
You know what, though? Can you imagine how often I use the F word when I'm 72?
Oh, it's going to be. I mean, it could. I mean, right now, it's on the top five list of words for you, most commonly used terms. I think when you're in your 70s, I mean, it might be number one in the top spot.
If I make it to 70, that's all I'll be saying.
Yeah.
You well, know, I'll be on all kinds of pills, probably be in a wheelchair on oxygen.
I have to come and see you if that's
being,
the look.
You know, rolled into a Caesar's Palace, set up at a slot machine with my cigarettes, and just F. Hey,
how
are you, baby?
She'll be doing the rolling. That sweet daughter of yours will have to.
She'll be in her late 20s.
Right, she'll roll you around. She's a good daughter.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
loyal.
No, she's gonna enjoy it.
Excuse me, Sophia?
You say dump that bitch, Sophia? Ah. Baby. You've been listening to Tommy too long.
Yes. This
All
is
right.
Sophia on the Tom Likas show. Hello, Sophia.
All right. It is the Conway Whitman Show. Brand new top 10 list coming up. And then news at 9 with Robin. So don't go away. Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. B21.